Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Katrina O'Donnell. Katrina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. You contacted us about Jennifer and Sarah yesterday, and Jennifer especially was worried about the fact that on the one hand there's 20 private fertility clinics in Ireland, and they're not cheap. I'll read out some of the prices in a few minutes by any stretch of the imagination. For people who need help, one, people now are being encouraged to freeze their eggs, often with every legitimate reason to do so. And the spark for Jennifer's call yesterday was Instagram post the previous day, both exactly the same, which is fair enough, by Richie Sadler, the RTÉ pundit, and by Rosanna Davison, and the influencer, and both of them were advocating a particular clinic called Therapy, P-I-E at the end, Therapy Fertility Clinic. And Jennifer wanted to know what exactly were they advocating and why were they advocating it, had they used the service, which as she pointed out, is a question she didn't want to ask anybody. But Katrina, your point, please.
I suppose it's just such an emotive topic for me that I just felt like I had to get in contact. Fertility treatment in Ireland is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that in this instance, you know, on like the journeys that both of the people who are being paid by Therapy to, you know, quote unquote, open the conversation, you know, I'm not trying to undermine what they've been through. Their journeys have been heartbreaking and really inspiring and offer people hope. But what really just has not sat well with me is the fact that they're, you know, this partnership is under the guise of trying to open up the conversation about fertility in Ireland, when in fact that's not really the case. It's actually just marketing and PR for Therapy themselves. And I just think that the fact that they're not being transparent with it is just, it's really not appropriate given the context of what they're advertising, which is healthcare, very, very expensive healthcare, which can't be accessed in the public service. And I just think how they're able to advertise, pretend this is a
but Katrina, sorry, what is, where is the absence of transparency?
The absence of transparency, from my perspective, is, like, I've had a look through both the people's posts, and I've had a look on Therapy's Instagram myself. I actually follow Therapy on Instagram because it's a clinic that I was actually considering because of the fact that they do offer cheaper services.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I suppose for me, it's just that it just seems quite cynical and like sinister that they're pretending that it's.
We won't use the word sinister, seriously, Katrina.
Yeah, I know. It's a strong word. Yeah,
and I don't mean to check in such a way, but we won't. Okay, how much does it cost? How much does egg freezing cost, do you know?
That's not something I've had to look into, fortunately. But from an IVF perspective, I think, really, they advertise a kind of starting any, this is just a general, not specific to Therapy. It's kind of like 5-6.5 grand, and it could be upwards of that. Yeah. And the thing with that is that, you know, IVF doesn't guarantee you the outcome that you're looking for at the end. So realistically, in myself and my husband's case, you know, we're planning to kind of budget and set aside, hopefully, you know, upwards of 20 grand, really, potentially.
For what could be a number of number of goals, a number of IVF treatments.
Some people could say I'm pessimistic, but really, I just would prefer to be optimistic and not having to.
Well, I'm reading one clinic, and as I say, there are 20 of them under various different names. But like I know now, and mainly because Jennifer alerted me to it, and the fact that egg freezing is mentioned in the Instagram post by Richie and Rosanna. Egg freezing, a single cycle, costs €3,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And thereafter, by direct debit and no other way, for as long as you the eggs are obviously been retrieved and held, you will pay €25 a month rent.
Yeah.
For them to keep the eggs. So
it's
€3,000 just for egg freezing. Mm-hmm. And £25 a month. Now, do you think that's... have you looked at other prices, Katrina? I won't say where I'm reading that, because it's unfair. I don't want to be advertising one private clinic over another private clinic, because I don't know how good or otherwise they are. Would that sound about normal to you?
It seems to be the average just from the costs that I've looked at. Yeah. But I think another thing that I suppose, unless you're educated, like I'm not a fertility expert, I'm just speaking on kind of my lived experience. But unless you're educated, you know, egg freezing doesn't, again, guarantee an embryo at the end of it. There's, you know, there's an attrition when they do defrost that potentially the eggs aren't going to make it through. And, you know, the eggs might not be good quality eggs. There's so many things to consider. And I think they're just kind of monetizing this as almost like a, you know, and when I say they, I mean fertility clinics in general. They're kind of monetizing it sometimes as being this kind of assurance and insurance package that you can do to preserve your fertility, which it can be helpful. But again, it's not, you know, it's not a certainty that it will preserve your fertility.
There is small print.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and unfortunately, because they're private clinics, you know, I sometimes maybe they're not always giving, you know, the best information so people can make informed choices, because at the end of the day, they're private companies that are out to make money. And unfortunately, I'm in a position where I'm going to have to use one of these companies.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I'm conscious that.
So should influencers be allowed advertise, which is advertise or endorse private fertility clinics?
I think ethically they shouldn't be allowed. Or if they are, there should be kind of strict, you know, procedures around it and making it very clear that it's an ad for a clinic, rather than kind of under the guise of it being a conversation opener. You know, it's very, like, I listened back to some of the interviews that the people did yesterday, and, you know, it's like their stories are heartbreaking and inspiring and, you know, does give hope to people like me. But it's clear from what I can gather that their services, they didn't use the services of this clinic.
Who are you talking about now, Katrina?
I suppose it's the clinic it was Richie and Rosanna. And I've listened to their stories over the years and they're both absolutely heartbreaking, but it just doesn't sit right with me that they're getting paid probably handsomely for, you know, opening, basically advertising a clinic, when there are so many people in Ireland who can't access these clinics because of the fact that they're so unaffordable. You know, myself and my husband, you know, as I said, it's something that we're going to have to look at, and it's a significant cost. It's not accessible to the majority.
And by the way, I don't know where the interviews took place, because we tried, but unfortunately they're not available. In these interviews that you heard, or I don't know, on TV,
I could only find one myself.
Okay. Was therapyfertility.ie mentioned?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah.
And without going into, well, if it's in the public domain, it's in the public domain, and I trust you, Katrina. You say they didn't refer directly to having had any involvement with therapy.ie apart from this endorsement.
Apart from the endorsement, no. Like, therapy is a new enough company.
Yeah. Well, they're new enough going into this area, aren't they? They've been in Botox and everything. Yeah.
And I suppose, like, it's kind of jarring that they're saying that they want to offer low cost care, and, you know, that is really, really attractive as a consumer myself and as a patient, a potential patient, but yet they have budgets to be spending massive amounts on trying to get people to advertise their clinics for them, and they're not even people who have used the service themselves.
But they're people who people generally trust and like.
Yeah. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to.
I know. And you're
the same. Their characters, you know, what they've been through has been horrific.
I think you're getting that message across.
Yeah.
Very, with great dignity and subtlety, Katrina. Stay with us, Joe at RT.ie.
Joe Duffy. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Katrina's on to us, and now she's saying she's 31 years of age, trying to conceive for 4 years. Her husband and her have good jobs, so people think they can go straight to IVF, but we're also saving, like a lot of people, to try and buy a house. One round of IVF costs up to 7,000 euro. Public IVF, it's been promised in this country, as you know, it's available everywhere else in Europe. If it ever happens and means tests might not even be offered to us, We are saving hard to access fertility treatment to see influencers getting paid hefty sums of money to advertise a clinic under an awareness campaign is truly sickening. Katrina, why do you say sickening?
I suppose it's just, I think it's monetizing health, and I just don't think it's right. And especially, as I said, because it's a healthcare service that isn't available publicly in Ireland, it just doesn't sit right with me.
Okay.
I just want to add as well that, like, you know, I do agree with the sentiment from therapy that we do need to talk more openly about fertility.
Yeah.
You know, we were always kind of led to believe growing up that, oh, like, you know, you'll get pregnant the first time you ever have sex, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
And I do believe there is discourse there to say, you know, we need to talk about it more openly, which is why I was happy to come on today and share my story.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going about it in the right way by paying people who probably don't need the money and who have never used their services.
And as you say,
under the guise of kind of this altruistic conversation when in actual fact it's a marketing.
And as you say, finally, I've no problem with influencers making money from advertising mascara or something, but not fertility. Katrina O'Donnell, thank you so much.